if, is the amplifier on?
Yeah,
it is. If Roosevelt is so strongly in favor of this back to the farm movement, there ought to be a good deal of hope that some of our irrigation projects will crash through soon and we get some business out of them.
Now, if you step up and talk real loud, we'll see how it sounds.
What's like?
Something a little.
Attempting to set up or operate the Model F9 Fairchild recording instrument, these instructions should be studied carefully. The equipment has been thoroughly inspected and exhaustively tested at the factory and should be received in perfect condition. To prevent breakage and safeguard the sensitive parts during shipment, the turntable is securely fastened inside the cabinet, the cutting head is tied securely against the guide rod base, and the amplifier tubes wrapped and tied inside the lower compartment at the right of the cabinet.
With sirens shrieking, a form of motorcycle shot down Fifth Avenue, Manhattan, and turned west on 57th Street. After them sped a black limousine with Secret Service men standing like supernumerary footmen on its running board. A truck full of trunks followed. It was Thursday, March 2nd, and Citizen Franklin Delano Roosevelt was moving to the White House. Thursday, March 2nd, and New Orleans was completely recovered from its Mardi Gras hangover. Recovered as if struck by a douche of cold water. For that morning, all Louisiana banks had been closed by proclamation.
Emily, Loyal Californian is supposed to be a walking chamber of commerce in person. Apropos of this, a Californian was traveling from the Golden State toward the east, and upon arriving in Chicago, he discovered that there were several hours at his disposal between trains. Having nothing better to do, he started walking up and down the streets, and soon found himself in the midst of a crowd of people all moving in the same direction, which he followed. People moved into a house. Thinking there must be something of interest going on there, he followed them. And finally, when he got settled in the seat, he realized too late that he had invited himself to attend a funeral service. As the service proceeded, many people were called upon to offer testimonials on behalf of the deceased. And finally, coming down row by row and person by person, the minister arrived at his seat and asked him if he wouldn't please express a few remarks as to the character of the beloved who had departed. So he arose to his feet and in a very apologetic voice stated that he was extremely sorry that it had not been his good fortune to know the deceased during his lifetime, but that he knew from the other testimonials that he must have been a very lovely and benevolent character. However, if there were no objections, he did feel impelled to give the audience a little interesting information relative to the California climate. Ha, ha,
ha, ha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 34, Constantinople. Sea shells on the seashore and swimming by the seaside. This is a test of the other microphone, trying to find out how it compares with a carbon microphone and the Fairchild F13 recorder. Is that enough?